Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Benchmark Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol BNCH and on the OTCQX under the symbol BNCHF. Chad and I are chatting with the president and director, Jim Gregg. Now, Jim, we're going to recap a couple of the news releases that have come out really in the last about 3 weeks. But just to bring everybody up to speed, Benchmark Metals holds the Lawyers Gold and Silver Project located in the Golden Horseshoe area of northern BC. Company came out with an initial resource back on May of this year that came in just short of 3 million ounces, both inferred and indicated. And the company is continuing an aggressive drill program to grow those ounces in both within the resource areas and also in some new areas. That's where we're going to start, is with news that came out just yesterday, September 2nd, drilling at this Marmot Zone. Now, the headline says the company expands the Marmot Zone to over 350 meters of strike length. There aren't any assay results that have come back, but due to all the holes that you guys have drilled in the area, you are seeing, from what I understand, similar mineralization, similar type of rocks. Take us through this news release, please, on the expansion, at least right now, of this Marmot Zone.
That's right. The Marmot Zone is indeed growing with step-out drilling on strike and to depth. And so far, it has indicated a 350-meter strike length. However, with our structural mapping and surface sampling, we can see that this structure may extend beyond 1.5 kilometers. And so this is a large footprint on the ground. It does have significant gold and silver showings from outcrop on surface. And now it's an exercise in drilling. We continue to drill to the north and to the south and extend the structure. So 350 meters is a starting point, but conceivably this could grow to well over 1 kilometer length, provided the structure holds together. And now we await assay results from the lab.
Well, Jim, just remind everybody of some of the results you had last year that are guiding some of the drilling this year and how you think they may tie together.
Yep. Last year, we had a discovery hole that created this whole new Marmot Zone. It was 100 meters of 0.82 grams gold equivalent. So that was combined gold and silver. This was mineralization that started at surface. And it was only one of five holes that drilled. In fact, all five drill holes encountered mineralization. But the latest results now shows that that maiden 100-meter hole of good-grade gold and silver now extends 350 meters to the north, and it still remains wide open. So we see this Marmot Zone as an expanding area to develop new gold and silver ounces that would ultimately become a satellite deposit when this project is put into production.
So, Jim, does that mean after this current drill program, maybe by the end of the year, probably into next year, though, due to how late in the year we already are, that a resource would be issued here for this Marmot Zone, adding to that 2.9 project-wide resource?
That's right. So what will happen here, we're embarking on a 100,000-meter total drill program. Once we've received all of these assays back from the lab, there will be a combined resource update that would include Marmot and Marmot East, in addition to expanding the main deposits. So there'll be one large macro technical report distributed in the new year. But again, the wait, as always, is from the assay labs, and we need those certificates to show that there is economic grade in the ground.
Okay, so really the drilling just continuing here at Marmot. We hopefully will get some drill results coming, but fact of the matter is you guys have drilled a lot. You're seeing what you wanted to see in the rocks. Now it just comes down to the assay results. Let's move on to the August 19th news release. The release outlined two main points. One, defining new high-grade targets and also completing over 31,000 meters of drilling with five rigs. Let's talk about these new high-grade targets. I see Silver Creek and the Silver Pond West zones are highlighted. What do you like about what you're seeing early on in these zones?
So these zones all provide very similar geological indicators that our main deposits have within the resource. They're showing high-grade gold and silver at surface. The geophysics are indicating large anomalies right at surface. In addition to that, the soil geochemistry work we've done, these large grids are outlining very large surficial areas around these targets. And once you layer on all of that geological evidence, geophysics, soils, high-grade grab samples at surface, they're all needing to be drilled, and they're all being drilled in progress. So we see multiple zones for brand new discoveries on this package. We, as you mentioned, we already have near 3 million ounces of gold and silver. These new targets will significantly add to the total resource side in the coming months and into the next few years as we progress and advance the project.
Okay, Jim, and also on these new targets you have at the Silver Creek and the Silver Pond West zones, it looks like they're part of the same overall structural corridor, but you had mentioned off mic they may be parallel to the main fault, or that they may actually be on a different offset of their own. So is the idea here to find these and drill them out as supporting the main primary deposit at Marmot and having more of a hub and spoke concept here as these other satellite areas support the main deposit?
That's exactly it. And the best image to picture here is a string of pearls. And some pearls are much larger than others. And so ultimately, all these little breaks between the deposits of pearls are offsets from these faults that are cross-cutting. And the faults create this environment where it allows fluids from deep underground to rise and carry the gold and silver with it. So yes, indeed, there's multiple targets all along this major structure. They're all showing significant signs to hold gold and silver, and some even have elevated copper or base metal values, indicating that there may be a system change. But this is the first time since this property's inception that one operator has been able to explore the entire package. And this is how we're creating new targets. We're doing systematic geological work to advance these new targets to get to a resource.
So, Jim, back on that news release, the second point there that the company's completed over 31,000 meters of drilling. That happened a couple weeks ago. So where does the company stand right now when it comes to the progress of drilling? And approximately how many of these meters are still at the lab awaiting assay results?
So now we're at a 40,000 meter total drilling to date. I would say there's approximately 30,000 meters sitting at the labs right now awaiting results. And the drilling to date, that 40,000 meters, goes to serve two purposes. There's high priority drilling to expand the existing deposits where there's that 3 million ounce number. And then the second level of drilling is all to drill these brand new targets that we have, such as Marmot, Marmot East, Silver Creek, and Silver Pond. And so it's a two-phase program. There's regional exploration, and there's also expansion to develop a brand new resource estimate for early next year, 2022.
Okay, Jim, we'll just also remind everybody what kind of cash the company has in the bank and what the budget is for the remaining drill program that you have ahead of you.
And so the total budget for this program running into early December is approximately $25 million. We're sitting with near $30 million in the treasury. So we're funded for all of this year's work and into next year. But the other caveat to this is that we have warrants that are in the money at 30 and 40 cents. So this will generate another $6 million into the treasury this fall over the next 2 months.
Okay, so well cashed up and really a lot of drill results still to come. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Jim regarding any of the work that's ongoing at Benchmark, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get those answered for you, and we definitely will follow up as some more news, especially drill results, hits the market. Jim, appreciate this update. Keep us up to date on the back of some more news, please.
Very good. A pleasure, guys. Thanks for allowing us to give you an update.